These are the sounds of the Isle of Wight, and this is the Visit Isle of Wight show from Vectis Radio. Welcome to the sunny Isle of Wight. I'm James, and I'm joined by Judith.
Hello.
And Brandon, the island's most notorious teenager. Hello, Brandon.
Hello.
And whether you're planning to visit the Isle of Wight for the first time, or if you've been here many times before, sit back and relax as we bring a little bit of that island tranquility to your home. The great thing about the island is that even when it's cold outside, there's a warm welcome here and plenty to do. So over the next 45 minutes, we're going to highlight a few of the wonderful things you can enjoy here on the beautiful Isle of Wight in the next weeks and months. But we're not going to rush, because nobody rushes here at all. Today we're covering two music festivals, Acoustic Isle, which is on the 6th of March, and Classic Isle at the end of August. And we're being joined by Classic Isle's heroic organiser, Paul Cox, in a few moments. There's plenty of walking as well, with the Island's Walking Festival at the end of April, and a fossil trail to keep the little ones busy. And at the end of a tiring day, a great place to relax over a delicious meal, the newly opened Rectory Mansion in Brandon's hometown of Brading. But before we start, a sound you'll be hearing a lot more of on Visit Isle of Wight, the island's new signature tune. Yeah, Katrina and the Waves, that's Walking on Sunshine. You're going to hear a lot more of Walking on Sunshine because we've got a very, very special version of it we're going to be playing, and it's going to be the sound of the Isle of Wight for the next year. Now, Brandon and I are very excited because there's something wonderful going on at the moment, and that's Acoustic Isle, which is one of the few music festivals that we all love here on the Isle of Wight, and it's got so much going on because if you like your music unplugged and live, it's got a little bit of everything, hasn't it, Brandon?
It's got loads. There's hundreds and hundreds of acts here, is what I can say. I've got 3 pages worth of just loads and loads of what's going on in Acoustic Isle, and it just seems absolutely amazing.
Well, the thing that's really exciting is that there are 100 gigs and more gigs than that even going on. What is great is that it's all over the island, isn't it?
Well, yeah, due to its great success from last year, the event is actually happening over 12 days now instead of 10, so that means there's more and more added. It's going to be starting from the 24th of February and will be ending on the 6th of March. And to be honest, I think it's a great way to just relax and have a nice drink.
It is. Well, we've got a couple of people on, Sam Sheesby and Clayton Connor, with tracks. They're both island artists. They're absolutely superb. Sam Sheesby is actually going to be on this Sunday at the Pearl Centre over at Brightstone, and we're very excited about that. He's going to be on at 1:30 over there. Why don't we listen to him now? This is Sam Sheesby, We May Only Have Tonight.
And he goes out in the middle of the night, calls a papa around fire. She speeds down the boulevard, ties her hair back real nice. She may be drunk, but she's cool as hell. Lots of lights turned up, but she drops down a red dress and tattoos and bears kiss on me. I wanna live forever. I wanna drink all night. I wanna die in your arms when the money don't flow no more. 'Cause I know forever feels like ages to go. But trust me, honey. we may only have tonight. You will face a look like hers and I loved it all the same. She had those pretty eyes that you could see for miles, only the accent changed. Baby, I believe in everything, but I see it all the time. So she puts on a red dress, tattoos her last kiss and leaves. I think I'll live forever and I'll drink all night. I wanna die in your arms when the time feels right. 'Cause I know trust me, honey, we may only have tonight. Only have tonight. Only have tonight. I think I'll if you love me, honey. Like we only have tonight.
That's the Island's Own Sam Sheesby. We may only have tonight. And you can catch Sam Sheesby as part of the Acoustic Isle Festival here on the island this coming Sunday, which is Sunday the 6th of March at Isle of Wight Pearl from 1:30 onwards. And the great thing is all of these gigs are free, which is absolutely marvellous. And do you know what, Brandon, the extraordinary thing is that some of the gigs are going to be on the ferries, both on White Link and Red Funnel this coming weekend. And David Thornton, who's the chief executive of Visit Isle of Wight, he's actually going to be playing on the White Link ferry. So we wish him the very best of luck, because it's going to be quite a cool weekend, I think.
Yeah.
In many, many ways. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever I go to a gig, I'm always absolutely starving afterwards. And I think there's a wonderful place that we both went to the other day.
Oh, yes, the Rectory Mansion.
Yeah. Now, when I was a kid, I think a lot of people come over to the Isle of Wight when they're school children, don't they? And yeah, one of my first experiences was coming to the Waxworks at Brading, which is your hometown.
Yeah.
And it's closed now, isn't it?
Yeah, sadly it did close down. But instead, we got an amazing cafe there.
I know, it's absolutely superb, isn't it? They've spent a fortune, actually, on converting the building. It's a beautiful Tudor building, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
And they have got a restaurant in there. What else?
They've got like a little kind of storeroom for like some Mother Day presents, because obviously Mother's Day is coming up soon.
Yeah,
so they've got
lots of lovely things for the home. And the great thing of all is they've got a little chocolate factory.
Yes, I did see that. I walked past, I kind of just poked my head and was like, ooh, yummy.
I know. Well, at half term and during the Easter holidays, they have chocolate lolly competitions, and they allow children to go in there and make chocolate lollies,
which is absolutely fantastic.
But you were bowled over by the breakfast. I think it was the first time you'd been there, hadn't you?
Yes.
The other day.
I usually don't have breakfast, obviously, out and about. I usually have breakfast in my home with some toast, which is just kind of bland.
Yeah.
But no, going in there, they gave us pancakes and bacon with blueberries, and then some really nice kind of sauce on top, which, funnily enough, the pancakes actually absorbed all of it. Like, you know,
oh,
you kind
I know.
Of sat there with pancakes and you move it around and it just kind of moves all around the plate, and you're kind of like, why isn't it sticking? This stuff just sucked it up.
The chef's there has got a bit of a reputation, because he was at the garlic farm before.
Yeah.
And everyone's had great food from him all over the island in a number of guises. If you want to go to Rectory Mansion, it's called, they've still got the Waxworks name there, it's called the Waxworks Cafe. It's 46 to 48 High Street in Brading, and the telephone number there is 300 828. Well, this is Vectis Radio. We're going to have Paul Cox from Classical with us in a few moments, but one more little bit from Acousticar after the adverts. It's Clayton Connor. The best is yet to come.
I'm walking on sunshine, whoa, and don't it feel good?
You're walking on sunshine with Vectis Radio.
This is Vectis Radio.
Putting the community back into local radio.
Vectis Radio is regularly streamed over 4,000 unique times each month, which means our Listen Live button is pressed around 25,000 times. With Vectis Radio, you don't need an advertising budget in the thousands for an effective advertising campaign. We offer affordable advertising to local businesses, with packages starting from as little as £50 a month. If we can help you market your business, don't hesitate to get in touch with our marketing department. Just email vectisradiomarketing@gmail.com or call 07741 664 393. That's 07741 664 393.
The Castle St Helens. Superb self-catering accommodation in St Helens, open all year, just a short walk from the beach. Full details, including availability and offers, can be found on our website at www.sthelenscastle.co.uk. It's also the perfect place to book if you have relatives coming to visit you on the island, with special rates available for bookings made from Isle of Wight addresses. Contact us on www.sthelenscastle.co.uk or on 01983 875 993, that's 875 993, to book your perfect getaway on the Isle of Wight. Also see the Facebook page for the castle for more details.
The White Military and Heritage Museum in Northwood. The museum will excite your senses and immerse you in a world of human success over adversity. Call 01983 300037 for more details or to book your ride.
Stay social and get in touch.
It's /Vectis Radio on Facebook. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
I'm walking on sunshine, whoa, and don't it feel good?
You're walking on sunshine with Vectis Radio.
This is Vectis Radio with Visit Isle of Wight.
You're gonna feel the heat. It's gonna save your life. You have the softest hands and the brightest smile. And yeah, you made me laugh. Saved my life. Maybe you'd agree with the things that you have seen. Maybe you ain't seen the best of me. I tell myself I'm over you, ready to move on. Deep inside I know it's not true, it's loving you so. Just like I said I would, I'm gonna save your life. Maybe you'd agree with the things that you have seen. Maybe you ain't seen the best.
gonna start a fire and let it burn all night. I tell myself I'm over you, ready to move on. Deep inside I know it's not true, and he's loving you so wrong. Sleeping is the hardest part, the road it might be long. Girl, if I know one thing, the best is yet.
That was Clayton Connor, The Best Is Yet To Come, and it certainly is, because we have got Paul Cox, one of our favourite people on the Isle of Wight, in the studio with us. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, yeah, thanks.
We love Paul because he has brought classical music to the Isle of Wight in a very, very big way. Last year, 2015, you brought Classic Isle to the Isle of Wight, Paul. Judith and I were there. We absolutely adored it, didn't we?
It was fantastic. Better than Glyndebourne.
Better than Glyndebourne, yeah. Right. And a fraction of the price.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And much longer as well. And the nice thing, of course, compared to Glyndebourne, is you can't actually take your picnic into the opera at Glyndebourne and eat it while people are singing. Ah. But that is something you can do at Classic Isle. Paul, tell us what Classic Isle was all about last year.
Right, start from the beginning. It was just a little concept I came up with. Obviously, we all used to go to the Osborne House concerts, a one-off concert, which was fantastic. That stopped a few years back now.
Yeah.
Saw an opening there because everybody loves classical music. I've always loved it.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, for us, for the Islanders, it's hard work to, you know, you've got to book somewhere in advance. If you want to go somewhere, you have to go to end up going to London, an overnight stay.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, why don't we bring them to the island, you know, and bring it home?
Well, you're fantastic, because the kind of people you brought to the island, world-class players.
Absolutely.
And I know, you know, it was mainly Islanders who came this last year, but I think this year what we want to do is to get people from all over the world, because this is a really serious music event. I mean, last year you got the London Mozart Players, Q Wind Orchestra, Sorn Scheib, Margaret Keys, who is playing for the Pope this year, Celeste and people like that, and one of my very favourites, who we're going to listen to in a moment, Martinez.
Yeah.
How did you do it?
I don't know, really. It's all a blur, to be honest. But once you start getting into the process of talking to different people, different agents, different acts, it was surprising how many suddenly sort of came into the into the fore and started contacting me, saying, "Oh, we've heard about this, we've heard about that." And it was a two-way thing, really. The agencies were sort of throwing ideas in the hat. I was approaching people that I'd researched on the internet, and then people were approaching me directly. And from that sort of mixed bag, I sort of handpicked these individual artists.
Well, they were all fantastic. And I think what was nice about the format, Paul, was that you could sit out on the grass in the blazing sunshine and listen to them, but you'd also got this amazing VIP tent, and you could actually sit in there from lunchtime till late in the evening listening to act after act after act, but just sort of sitting back with a gin and tonic and a goodie bag that you provided.
Yep. Absolutely. And that was what it was all about. It was to take the stuffiness out of classical music, make it a relaxed affair, and I just wanted the people to come and relax and enjoy. You know, I didn't want any stuffiness. That's the best word I can think of, really.
And you really, really achieved that.
Thank you.
Great news, and that's why we said the best is yet to come, is that there's going to be another Classic Isle this year on the Isle of Wight. But we'll talk about that after we've listened to somebody who's one of my favourite classical musicians, a little bit off the wall here. He's a Lithuanian called Martinas. I know him because I've actually DJed at an after party for a concert that he's done. Yeah, and he is absolutely extraordinary. Yeah. He won Lithuania's Got Talent.
He did.
But he is a classical accordionist. Mm. And here he is playing the Habanera from Carmen.
Thank you.
That was Martinez. And the Habanera from Carmen. Love is a rebellious bird, isn't it, Brandon?
Very much. I was just listening to that and I felt like dancing.
La Muerte was a rebel, I believe. Now, Paul, we're taking the stuffiness out of classical music, so I shouldn't really have said that. Now, we're very excited because we're going to be back with a vengeance, I think. Last year, Judith and I, we got tickets and we sat out on the grass, but this year we're going to try and get VIP tickets.
We are, and we're bringing Andre from Sweden.
Yeah, we're bringing a friend from Sweden because we normally take him to Glyndebourne, but we thought we'd bring him to Classical instead this year.
Why not? Show him how it's done.
It's the place to be.
Exactly. Now, tell us, what's going to be happening this year? We're really excited.
Right. Well, obviously, it's as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be an ongoing thing now, an annual event. So this year, we've changed the format slightly.
Yeah.
We're going to reduce the day down. There was a lot of the people struggled last year with the event lasting as long as it did.
Yeah, because it was over 3 days, wasn't it?
It was over 3 days, and they were eight-hour days. It was two till 10 each day. So. Yeah. It's just Saturday and Sunday this year.
Yep.
The days will begin at 4 and end at 10 again.
Yep.
And I can tell you now that one of the artists that will be returning is the Kew Wind Orchestra, which is a semi-professional orchestra, a 40-piece.
They were very, very good.
They are fantastic. And and this year they're doing some little special events for us. The Saturday night is going to be a full-on proms.
Ooh, lovely. Wow. Oh, that'll be
flag waving, fireworks.
Oh, you clever thing.
Fantastic. So that's something that we're sort of going to build the whole event around again. You know, very excited about that. And the only other person that's coming back is Margaret Keys, who's going to be rejoining us.
Yeah, she was wonderful, wasn't she?
She was wonderful.
What a personality.
And we're hoping to put them together so that Margaret will sing the big numbers from the proms get everybody up and standing.
She will be fantastic.
That's the plan.
That. No, I think that's very, very clever. Is there still going to be a VIP area?
There's still going to be a VIP area. There's actually going to be two VIP areas this year.
A VVIP?
A VVIP.
Access all areas.
There's going to be a quiet VIP and a social VIP.
Oh, okay.
So if people just want to sit and chat and have a glass of wine while they're watching, they can do that. If people want to sit quietly, they can do that in the other VIP. So we're just trying to sort of give a little bit of something for everybody.
Have you worked out prices yet?
Prices are going to stay actually the same. It's still going to be £35 for the day ticket.
Yeah.
And we are actually reducing the VIP down slightly because what's happening this year, because we are partnered with Waitrose now.
Oh, well done.
We are looking at Waitrose supplying hampers on our behalf.
Oh, how lovely.
So, look forward to that one.
Oh, no, I think that sounds fantastic. I mean, when you consider the cost of a Best of All ticket, it's a real bargain.
It was such tremendous value last year, though, wasn't it, James?
Yeah, it was.
I mean, we were there for, we probably stayed for about 6 hours.
Yeah, I know. It sort of worked out at about a fiver an hour.
I recall we had to wake you up at the end and boot you out the door.
It was so marvellous and just so relaxing. It was brilliant. I'd recommend it to everybody.
So your website's about to go live again for this year.
Very shortly, as soon as it'll be announced on Twitter and Facebook, but it's about a week, 14 days away now, so as soon as it's up and running, everybody will know about it.
Okay, it's classicisle.com, very easy to remember. It's the 20th and the 21st of August, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So a little bit further away from Best of All.
A little bit more in the summer, a little bit further away from the other two festivals, sort of bang in between, and obviously a bit longer sunshine during the day. So.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, look, Paul, thanks very much for coming
in. My pleasure.
If classic music is your bag at home, please do come to the Isle of Wight because it's an amazing festival and it's really worthwhile staying in Cowes or nearby for it. It's a lovely setting, isn't it, Northwood House?
Yeah, Northwood House, superb. An old historic building, which is actually undergoing refurbing at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's a lovely little spot overlooking the Solent. Ideal for all your traffic routes. It couldn't be better, really. And it's just a nice size to keep it boutique-y, which is what we're trying to do.
Couldn't wish for more. Well, look, here is something that we heard last year from the London Mozart players. It's Hummel and one of his trumpet concertos. This is the Rondo. Thank you.
Sunshine with Vectis Radio.
Across the Isle of Wight
and across the world,
this is Vectis Radio.
This is Vectis Radio, the Isle of Wight's local community station. Vectis Radio was set up on the 23rd of January 2010. We are a community radio station which promotes local businesses, events, charities, whilst also giving opportunities for people of all ages to broadcast live internet radio. The station pays for itself by offering affordable but competitive advertising rates to local companies. For more information, call our sales team on 01983 527 733 or email vectisradiomarketing@gmail.com. Vectis Radio is based at the Riverside Centre in Newport, right at the heart of the island. This is Vectis Radio, for the people, by the people.
The Castle St Helens. Superb self-catering accommodation in St Helens, open all year, just a short walk from the beach. Full details, including availability and offers, can be found on our website at www.sthelenscastle.co.uk. It's also the perfect place to book if you have relatives coming to visit you on the island, with special rates available for bookings made from Isle of Wight addresses. Contact us on www.sthelenscastle.co.uk or on 01983 875 993, that's 875 993, to book your perfect getaway on the Isle of Wight. Also see the Facebook page for the castle for more details.
The Dotty Imaging Company is a new business on the beautiful Isle of Wight. Specialising in creativity from graphic design for print to hand-produced paintings and drawings. Looking for inspiration for that special gift? Something unique? Then the Dotty Imaging Company is your solution. Using the traditional techniques of fine dots, I can produce beautiful pen and ink artwork that can be personalised for family and pet portraits. Order now your unique island gifts or purchase a portrait voucher to give to that special someone or even treat yourself. Google the Dotty Imaging Company, find me on Facebook or call 07 443 506 213. The Dotty Imaging Company, where creativity starts with the dot.
White Crystal is an Isle of Wight charity selling still and carbonated spring water products, flavoured and water coolers, to fund care services, employment and life-enhancing opportunities for people with a range of disabilities. To see their fabulous wide range of products, go to www.whitecrystal.org.uk or call to place an order on 01983 520 128. That's 01983 520 128.
Having a problem with your phones? Need your sound system sorted out? Call West Wight Audio for expert, friendly advice. Whatever your problem, just ask Kelvin on 0800 118 2484, email info@westwightaudio.co.uk or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Join us for the lunchtime social debate, Mondays to Thursdays, 12 until 1, and in the evenings at 10 p.m.
Do you still do that thing where you whip off each other's skirts?
Yeah, we do.
Have you ever had a malfunction like Madonna did a couple of weeks ago?
I had one a couple of days ago, yeah. Because I have to sort of undo it for Mike to grab it and pull it off, and I forgot. And so I panic.
Stay social and get in touch.
It's at Vectis Radio on Twitter.
The World Wide Web never felt so local.
Visit Isle of Wight with Vectis Radio.
League and Don't You Want Me. And the reason we put Human League on is they're going to be one of the headliners at Bestival in September this year, along with The Cure, Hot Chip, Diplo, Carl Cox, Fatboy Slim. And we're excited about that, as we are about Classic Isle. But there's plenty more to do on the Isle of Wight in the interim. And in just over a month's time, Judy, I think we've got the Walking Festival, haven't we?
Yes, James, we've got 16 days of great walks catering for all tastes. The Walking Festival this year starts on the 30th of April and runs through to the 15th of May. Just to remind you, folks, that that's in time for the first spring bank holiday, which is Monday the 2nd of May.
Yeah.
So why not come down and make a long weekend of it?
No, I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. People know that there are sort of special walks on the Isle of Wight, like the Round the Island Walk. But the Walking Festival's got some really interesting walks, hasn't it?
Really interesting walks, James. From, as you've mentioned, the Round the Island in 24 Hours challenge.
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
68 miles, blimey.
Yeah, that's for the diehards. And to the toddlers' tea parties.
Oh, how sweet.
Lots of firm favourites are back. There are ghost walks, alpaca walks, and the ever famous speed dating walks.
Ooh.
We've had
one for you, Brandon.
One for you, thanks. Brandon. We've had several weddings and a baby as a result of those walks.
Well, hopefully not a funeral.
Some new walks for this year that I'm really excited about. There's a Pilates walk. You start with a 40-minute Pilates session and then have a lovely walk afterwards.
Wow.
I'm brilliant. Going to that one. If yoga is more your thing, then there's a yoga walk. You start with a gentle yoga session before you set off on a beautiful nature walk. Then you come back to the yoga studio for a relaxation practice.
That sounds amazing. What's the website, Judy?
The website is...
I think I've got it here. It's isleofwightwalkingfestival.co.uk.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And if you want a print copy of the programme, then do please ring the Visitor Information Centre in Newport on 01983 021555 to order your copy.
Yeah, and if you can't wait to get out there and start walking, and particularly if you've got little ones in tow, I think, Brandon, there's going to be a special fossil walk, isn't there?
Yeah,
or a number of them.
Dinosaur Isle has like multiple events all set up for these fossil walks, which basically you can just go along beach fronts and sand down, or go all over the place and basically do lots of fossil walking, which is, well, great fun if you want to be Indiana Jones or so.
Well, I think it's a great way of keeping kids on their toes and active. A lot of people don't know that 150 million years ago, the Isle of Wight was home to the biggest predators in Europe. It's a little bit quieter now, but they've left their mark behind, haven't they? How do you find out more about it, Brandon?
Is a website, which is www.dinosaurisle.com, which has a really good tab, which you just click events and it all just pops up there. It's a good website.
Fantastic. Well, look, we're going to have to go now, but it's been wonderful being with you. We will be here every fortnight on the Visit Isle of Wight website, so please do come back and listen to all the wonderful things going on the Isle of Wight. It's been wonderful being with you. Please do come to the island. Brandon, Judith and I would love to see you. And in the meantime, till the next show, cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm walking on sunshine.
You're walking on sunshine with Vectis Radio.
Set regnars in seculo, seculo. Amen.